I'm horribly unprepared for this show.
Listen. There are points where we could be unprepared. We're just unprepared right now. I mean, we've had great radio shows and we've had very bad radio shows.
And then there's Big Splash Wrestlecast. How you doing, folks? Welcome to Big Splash Wrestlecast. I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Capizzo.
And we have all sorts of wrestling news and all sorts of talk for your ear holes.
Oh yes, definitely.
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. Tired. But
it's 1:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday morning.
Yes.
We were waiting about an hour and a half for Mike Pizzo to show up tonight because apparently he had some things to do at work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seemed like a pretty dead day. I don't know what kept you. I got cut at 8 o'clock.
I know.
This evening.
I know you were cut at 8 o'clock. I thought I would be cut at 8 o'clock, but. The old customers started pouring in.
You know why? Because it was the beginning of football season and nobody listened to me. I said, don't cut any waiters because at 9:30, this place is going to be packed.
Oh, yes.
Everybody kept calling and saying, all right, whatever. That has nothing to do with wrestling. You know what does have something to do with wrestling?
What does?
We're going to let today be known as, I don't know, should it be Thursday or Friday? I guess it's Thursday. September 8th,
okay.
2011, and every September 8th, from now on, shall be known as Jeff Hardy Goes to Jail Day.
Ah, yes.
Woo! Now, if you notice, there are, you probably didn't hear it, but there are other people applauding. That's because we have our returning co-hosts here, John Pud Patapinto and Crazy Joe are here joining us. And they're going to introduce another friend who's sitting in the background, and I'm calling him the bum on the couch.
Ah, yes, it is... John Pud, here I am, and I was actually applauding. I was hoping we were going to come off as a studio audience, but and I have to be honest with you, I'm actually watching Piranha 3D right now. I'm going to turn it off in fear that during the podcast while we're doing this, someone in the back are just going to go, oh, like this, you're watching a mutant, and that's what's going to happen. What's up, Joe?
What's up? It's Crazy Joe here.
Worst gimmick ever.
Yes, worst gimmick ever.
That's worse than the
Goon.
I'm
hoping to be repackaged very soon.
Very soon. I don't know. When you start acting like whatever your last name is, then you could be a whatever your last name is.
Oh, God. Right. Are we introducing the bum on the couch?
Yeah, and the guy that sleeps on the couch.
We have, he's known in our circle as the Italian peep, but you could call him Nick Lepore.
Nicky Potts. What's going on? It's the bum on the couch, Nick Lepore.
How you doing, Nick?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show. The more the merrier here. You know what sucks is that this Mac won't recognize any USB splitter that I put in as...
It does suck. It's terrible.
So we can only do two mics. So again, it's going to be a crazy train wreck of a podcast. We're going to start off like we always do with news. The big news, of course, is Jeff Hardy's going to jail.
Yes, he is. He's going to jail for 30 days, and then he has a 30-month probation. 10 days?
He's going for 10 days.
But 30-month probation. Yes. So
I'm calling TNA from now on the Bengals because everybody's going to jail. we got Kurt Angle is all sorts of
drunk driving charges. That's another big one.
He's claiming that he didn't.
Jeff Hardy's back on TV.
He's being framed by police. He's back on TV. He'll be off TV now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kurt Angle's having trouble. Other news to report is that WWE.com is reporting that Kevin Nash has been future endeavored.
Yes, he's fired. Mm-hmm. He's completely gone. And the amazing thing is that people on Twitter and all over, they're like, you're not fired.
He's like,
yes, I am. I'm going to other events. I'm scheduled.
Is he fired or isn't he fired? But that brings us to our Raw segment recap area of the evening. From my generation, I'll take the fall. The saints, and across the nation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fakes, the fraud, the mess. Okay, so Monday Night Raw started with Triple H punchesizing Kevin Nash's face. Now, it started off with Punk and all that stuff. He, you know, cut his usual pipe bomb promo, although he didn't really lay any pipe bombs anywhere. Triple H and Nash had the interesting part where Triple H punched him right in his mush, sent him on his butt, and sent him packing. Yep. Said, that's it, you're fired. Drop the mic.
And it completely and, over. And then just it, walked and then away. Completely over.
I'm getting a text message to see what's going on.
No. But mostly, you know, I mean, that was the big thing. And, oh, CM Punk laughing the entire time. Yes. Other than that, nothing else was big from that scene. The only thing that we got was that John Laurinaitis left with Kevin Nash.
Yes.
What could be going on between the two of them?
There's
going
to be a steamy encounter.
Yes.
There's going to be a steamy encounter.
Yes, and I believe Kevin Nash will be coming back at Night of Champions. I don't know what he's going to do.
Oh, you believe that?
I do.
You
yes.
believe it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'm glad that you and, you know, the 11 million people that watch WWE also believe that. So what else happened on Raw? I don't have internet.
Mostly some more of the important highlights. I guess we have Air Boom. That is their official name, which is absolutely horrible. It sounds like a Nike like sponsorship for some reason.
Boom! Here comes the boom. Yeah. Ready or not?
I mean, they're very good, but why are they facing Kali and Jinder Mahal?
Because Kali and Jinder Mahal are really good penis lickers.
Oh.
Really
okay.
good penile yes. fondlers.
That counts for a lot these days.
It does.
Especially Kali's got that big mouth. He's like,
right. It counts for a lot. I mean, let's just go over the roster here. I'm looking over at your Nexus action figures.
Oh, yes. I found the complete collection.
Darren
now.
Young must be pretty good at fondling a little testes.
He is.
Michael Tarver. Mark yes. Tarver's got a deep, deep throat.
Yes, yes.
Justin Gabriel's, I hear a big reputation for that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, folks.
No, just because he likes flowers.
No, it's flowers. In all seriousness, I don't know why Kali and, I mean, I wrote an article on our website. By the way, we have a website now. It's BigSplashWrestleCast.com. It's a little blog site that we are doing. On my Raw recap, I mentioned that it's called Raw Thoughts, and it completely baffles me how we're making a super show, and the people we're using on the super show, besides the vegetables, are the Great Khali. Why is the Great Khali getting 5-minute matches on both SmackDown and Raw? I don't get it. He's not a monster. He's of no importance. He's on the biggest losing streak of any wrestler ever outside of the Honky Tonk Man. He's miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He's not fun to watch. He honestly, I cringe for him. He looks like he's in constant pain. Why are we putting him on two television programs? Anyway,
not only that, we also had an interesting thing. There is going to be another match announced for Night of Champions. We have Air Boom versus Miz and R-Truth, which seems very interesting. I like that.
Yes,
little...
the best part about that whole match coming to be was R-Truth and Miz's promo setting up the match where they. It was actually pretty funny. They put on a pretty funny promo, but then they said. that we're challenging them and on their behalf accepting it. So I thought that was a really interesting way of doing things. It's basically just a slap in the face to all of the internet smarks.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But the other thing that I did actually like the match between CM Punk and R-Truth. I thought it was pretty good. I actually thought R-Truth took the GTS like great. I don't know why. It looked really good, the match. What did you think, Joe?
Yeah, I thought it was all right, but back to the Miz and R-Truth teaming, I don't like that idea at all.
Really?
I feel like it's a huge step down from the face Kofi and Evan Bourne for the tag team titles.
Well, they gotta stay relevant.
They were going around.
Listen, I love the Miz. I love that he was champion and all that stuff, but he can't.
Bless you.
Right now, it doesn't. Right now, it doesn't seem like he can be in an A card type match.
Right.
You know, like in like the top match right now because there are other superstars who are ahead of him.
Focused right now on CM Punk
mm-hmm.
and Kevin Nash.
But the other thing I thought was very weird was I don't know. Wasn't there like a what was the last match again? It was an 8-way tag to end it. It
yes.
was an elimination. Six or
it was
an
eight man tag
to end. I was like that was a complete waste
who was in
of
that
time.
Match? It was Cena.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Riley.
Uh-huh.
Sheamus.
Sheamus.
and another face.
Morrison. Okay.
Right, another man of views. Debuted new tights, a man of use, of course, Morrison. Versus Wade Barrett was the best. Dolph Ziggler was in that match.
Yeah.
That was like such a thrown together match. I can't even remember who was in it.
Jack Swagger was
Swagger
in it.
Swagger and
was it Del Rio?
No, it wasn't Del Rio. Another bad guy. Like, I don't even remember who was in that match. Like, that match was so thrown together.
I felt like it was just a typical way for...
And Del Rio was... go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the match was a typical way for, John Cena's going to end the match and he's going
to
win.
Yeah, well, Del Rio was walking around backstage trying to get people against Cena. And I think, if you want to count that, the only thing that made that match of any importance was Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex showing up on Raw for the first time in
months. You're wrong. That's not what made that match of any importance. What made it of any importance is that we're furthering the number one storyline in WWE. Who is Vicky Guerrero going to choose? That's what's important. That's what needed to be in the main event.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
That's what needed to be in the main event of Raw, okay? That's why we combine these rosters, because we need to know. We need to know, people. Who is Vicky Guerrero going to choose? You see,
we had
a two-hour show. We had a two-hour wrestling program, okay? Two-hour wrestling program. We had so many matches. So many matches, you know, that we could have had. But we had to throw eight guys. I thought it was six, bro. I don't know why I thought it was six. Eight guys, throw them in one match, a giant cluster of a match. Yeah, a Christian.
Oh, Christian.
Christian. Yeah. Unless you're on your own.
We're forgetting about the biggest thing that happened on Raw in recent memory.
What's that?
Somebody made the return on TV.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who might that be?
The Chosen One, Drew McIntyre.
Yes, he is chosen. He is chosen to do run-ins in the end of Monday Night Raw.
And drop his accent.
drop his accent, which is real, which is weird that he dropped his accent. It was so strange.
Very strange.
I didn't even
but
notice.
I'm all for it.
You know why I didn't notice? Because they don't give me a
reason
to notice.
You didn't notice because you blinked.
Right. I took a breath. Raw to me, they're missing the point with having a super show. I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to get exposure for SmackDown, the SmackDown guys and all that stuff. But if you're going to have that awesome of a a roster to work with, why are we having the Great Khali? I own Jinder Mahal, fine. You can have him on there, but why are we having the Great Khali? Why are we having vegetable matches at all? They shouldn't be on Monday Night Raw.
Because they needed somebody to lose to Air Boom.
No, vegetable matches meaning diva matches.
Oh,
cauliflower and broccoli. That's all they are. Yeah, cauliflower. Cauliflower.
So overall, I guess you can.
Randy Orton. Randy Orton got to wrestle.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Who did he fight?
Who
did Randy Orton fight? Because I feel like every time I see Randy Orton, he just always wins.
That's right. He squashed Heath Slater, but he didn't actually.
Heath Slater, that's right. Yeah, he
didn't.
He didn't
actually squash Heath Slater. It went how long? Wait, I have it written down. It went 3 minutes. How did Heath Slater get any offense against the world champion? A squash match is supposed to make your champion look strong. If the champion at all is on his knees to Heath Slater at any point, at any time, in any match, whether it's the Royal Rumble, an Elimination Chamber, a 15-man tag, a Survivor Series match, a ladder match, I don't care if it's a Randy Orton with one hand tied behind his back match, Randy Orton should never, ever, ever lose control of a match against Heath Slater. Ever. It did no good for him. The only thing it did was get the crowd off their feet when they heard...
It boosted
Slater, because that's really important, because we really need his stock to rise.
It boosted him to go on to Superstars and get squashed by Daniel Bryan or something.
He didn't get squashed. It actually went like a 12-minute match.
A 12-minute match, okay.
12-minute match?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the main event.
I would lose concentration during something like that.
Daniel Bryan, it's been... Oh, God.
Nick wants to weigh in on what he thought was the most important part of Raw.
Nick, you've been quiet. You've been silent bobbing the situation. Let us know. What do you think is the most important part?
The most important part was Zack Ryder promo.
Really?
I thought it was pretty good.
bringing out all of his old clips from his YouTube
that,
show.
That was the
I thought it was well put together.
Outside of Miz's video package for Mania, where, before his entrance to Mania, I thought Zack Ryder's was awesome. Which is brings me to another point. Zack Ryder had a match. He was tagging with Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
Why? You just combined the rosters. Why is Jerry Lawler on the show? Why is he taking wrestling time? Why?
I can't imagine why Lawler is going to feud with Otunga and McGillicuddy.
It doesn't make sense.
Where's that going?
Where? What is it? How does that make sense that Jerry Lawler is in a feud? He just feuded with...
They're not going to continue the feud with Ryder. So what is every week he's going to pull out somebody new? Where is this going? Is he going to manage them? Is he... How could he manage them? Is he going to come out from behind them? I don't...
Not only
what
that, not
this?
Only that, hold
what
on,
is
let's,
this?
Let's point this out with Ryder. They're using him on both shows.
Good. He's he's talented.
I know.
He's talented. He's allowed. He makes it makes sense. But why, when you have all the talent that you have Drew McIntyre there. You have what? You have so many people. Why is Jerry Lawler in the ring? Why? Why?
Because they need
that's
to have
one
a
less
hold
person
on.
To drown
on,
out Michael
on.
Cole.
Yes,
at
it's
ringside.
True. It's true. Now hold on. We
I
do have to bring
it.
Up one more thing
bring it
about
up.
The Michael Cole
bring it up.
And Jerry the King Lawler situation.
Sing it.
Let's bring this up.
Okay.
They were legitimately fighting on Raw. Like announcing. They weren't even calling a match at some points. They were fighting with
each
other.
Another bit of news. Vince was feeding Cole many, many lines on Raw, apparently. Vince was backstage feeding him a lot of lines. Yes, lines of coke, Joe. Lines of
and you know, the after the show, JR was like, I'm gonna stop my bickering with Michael Cole. Like he posted
right.
on his Twitter that
you
he's
have
gonna
to understand
stop bickering.
JR tweets in character.
Oh, okay.
He never breaks character. He'll break the fourth wall. He'll include you in on what's going on backstage. But when he's talking about storyline things, he's JR. He's not Jim Ross. He's good old JR. And it makes me want to vomit. Twitter makes me want to vomit. Twitter's stupid.
We're on Twitter.
We're on Twitter, by the way. You can follow us at, at Big Splash Cast. That's at Big Splash Cast. Speaking of... Slater and Daniel Bryan on Superstars. That aired today. That was today, 4 o'clock.
Today.
Right now, it's on the internet at 4 p.m. or something. It's stupid. Yeah. All right, I didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. You didn't watch it. Did you watch it? You didn't watch it.
There's
I know
only
who
one person
it.
Who said
I watched it and it was great. I love Superstars. Superstars
that's it.
Has
this
been
is,
getting
this
better.
This is a new,
every week.
New very special segment called Superstars with Crazy Joe.
Superstars has been getting pretty good every week, I would say. And this week, we had a few returns on Superstars.
Say it isn't so.
It's so. It be so.
Oh, man.
We had... there was a tag team match, and four of the guys were actually returning to ring action, in-ring action.
Really?
It was Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex.
Whoa! All the stuff that they posted on Twitter, they finally get accepted and they're in a match?
That's right.
Oh, really?
Do you find it ironic that the day after, or 2 days after Tyler Rex gives up the whole growing, not Tyler Rex, Hawkins grows the whole beard thing, he's on television, they said, hey, guess what, you're going to be on television, so he shaved, but whatever. I'm calling it right now, Tyler Rex, excuse me, will be a mid-card champion by the end of the year.
I like Tyler Rex. We've always liked Tyler. We've always liked Tyler Rex.
And Curt Hawkins.
I like Curt Hawkins a lot too.
They broke his barbarian character with the backstage segment on
and
Raw.
And Superstars, it looks like he actually got a little smaller. He was much bigger. He was like a big guy.
I think that was
ago.
Just the way they were like he was holding himself. Because he was trying to be like a Conan kind of like
seems
just a like he's nuts. But his backstage segment on Raw, he was a normal human being with dreadlocks.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see him do that. It
and
gives
he
him
said
a
dude.
He did say dude, which makes me think we might see tag champions and Curt Hawkins and Tyler
and that
Rex.
Would be fantastic.
You might see some them as a legitimate tag team because they have a good look together. They mm-hmm. look pretty good together, and it's much more cohesive of a team than Hawkins and who's his face, Vance Archer.
Which about a week ago, I could say that I actually called this tag team that of Hawkins and Rex. What were we doing?
I think we might have been playing SmackDown, maybe.
Playing SmackDown. I said, man, if Kurt Hawkins comes back, he should team with Tyler Rex.
Hey, I'm all for it.
To replace Vance Archer.
Well, yeah. What else happened on Superstars? How many matches did we have?
Well, not only that, with that tag team, we had a return on the other side.
Yes, their opponents.
Their opponents. NXTs.
NXT rookie. Current NXT rookie Titus O'Neil,
which makes no sense because he came out to his own music. He's still a rookie. He hasn't won. I don't understand why he's on the roster. And he didn't even show up on NXT. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. Absolutely.
But who did he come out with? This is
another
this is
NXT
big.
Alumni.
Alumni.
Showtime's Percy Watson.
Percy Watson. Oh yeah. Oh man, did he still have the glasses?
No.
He didn't have the glasses.
He left the glasses at home.
Oh no.
Nick. We forgot to do something with you. You have to let us know what got you into wrestling, and you also need to let us know
Zack Ryder's promo.
and what was your defining moment that made you a wrestling fan, and who is your favorite wrestler? Your favorite wrestler of all times.
Okay, I'll answer the favorite wrestler of all time. I'd have to go with The Rock.
Microphone to your face.
I always loved The Rock. He was great. His charisma was just amazing, and yeah,
so
it was great.
So you, in fact, smell what The Rock is cooking.
I do.
Okay. What was that defining moment that got you into wrestling?
Defining moment that got me into wrestling would have to be, it was later on too. It had to be the Hell in a Cell between Foley, uh-huh. Well, Mankind, uh-huh. Yeah. And Undertaker.
That was somebody else's
seeing
moment, wasn't it?
Flying off the top.
That was Pud. Is it?
My God! My
it was
God!
Crazy.
My God! And yeah, from that moment on, I was just like, "This is amazing."
Do you ever find it weird that JR would scream that Foley has a wife and kids when he's Mankind, like a deranged lunatic?
Mrs. Foley's baby boy. He used to call him all the time. Meanwhile, you don't want to picture Mankind as anybody's baby boy. You don't picture baby Mankind anywhere.
Let's go back to Superstars. Just an overall, is it a thumbs up, thumbs down? Was it a good show, bad show? Was it
you can't
in the
see
middle?
My thumb, but it's up right now.
All
right.
There's another return too, though, Joe.
Oh yes, there was.
Oh man.
The man from Wales, Mason Ryan, former Nexus member Mason Ryan, returned. It's all right. He's a face now.
Oh.
He was smiling.
Thank
he was
goodness
having
for
a
that.
Great time.
Does that mean he's not parting his hair on the side now?
No. The hair is terrible. The hair is ridiculous. Worse than ever. The hair is worse than ever. Check. If you want to check out Superstars this week, check out the hair. That's what.
And I'll say one thing. I haven't seen it, but I can probably bet that, face or not, he still never looks directly into the camera.
No, you're right.
That's probably, if you ever look at any, go online, look for any picture of Mason Ryan. He's always looking off to the side, to the right or left. He never is directly looking at the camera, ever.
Do you think that's, having dual lazy eyes, or do you think he's just bashful?
I think he's having lazy brain, perhaps.
he is
and
lazy.
And a stupid accent. They
so
all
you
match.
Had Titus O'Neil and Mason Ryan on the same card. This is why we have a super show, folks. All right, SmackDown.
There was no SmackDown.
Do you know why there was no SmackDown? Because we had that beautiful live SmackDown.
Yes, we did.
We had a beautiful
yes,
live
we
SmackDown.
Yes, we did.
I didn't read any spoilers.
Oh, I was going to say.
I didn't read any spoilers.
I can't help myself. I read the spoilers every single
okay,
week.
That's fine. To your knowledge, without giving any spoilers away,
yes,
is SmackDown going to be a thumbs up or a thumbs down this week?
I would have to say a thumbs in the middle.
Thumbs in the middle. Okay, you heard it here, folks. DVR it. Fast forward through the boring
yes,
part.
Yes, absolutely.
Every week.
Every week. Except for the end.
Except, the end
was good.
Don't that. Hey, spoilers, people.
No,
spoilers,
no, no,
people.
But you could say the end. No. I'm going to say Joe can agree that this week's ending is pretty cool.
Right.
I count that as a spoiler. That's not.
I count that as a spoiler.
All right.
All right.
Expecting it's SmackDown. I'm expecting a crappy match. Don't tell me something good's gonna happen. That's a surprise.
Surprise. All right.
Hold on, but we can discuss one thing.
What?
From SmackDown.
What?
Okay. We can discuss it from this past week, maybe leading up to this week.
Tuesdays.
My question is. Friday.
So we'll do like a SmackDown preview.
Yeah, SmackDown preview. Okay. This is my
questions
concern.
Questions that need to be answered.
Okay, Christian and Randy Orton have been fighting for so long. They're finally, I guess their feud's over. What's going to happen now with Christian?
It's easy. He's going to be in a mishmash 6-to-8-man tag on Monday Night Raw matches.
But you don't think like he can possibly like feud with like, I don't know, like.
I think his next feud's going to be Daniel Bryan.
You think it's going to be Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
No.
Wrong.
That's what I think.
No.
He's going to be Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan, no, he's not going to go after the Money in the Bank. Daniel Bryan is going to be keep on. He's facing Sin Cara. Daniel Bryan and Sin Cara. Yes. Okay, guys. Everyone who's listening, I think you all should know about this from Sin Cara. Everyone, you have to watch SmackDown this week. There's a specific reason why. We find out that Sin Cara actually talks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna reveal this. He's gonna talk. That's a big spoiler. I'm sorry.
That's a big spoiler, WrestleCast. You're breaking rules.
All right, listen. This is what we're gonna do. Okay.
We just didn't say what language he speaks.
Yes, we did not say what language he speaks. However, if you tune into SmackDown because you're gonna get three things. You're gonna get wrestling.
Yes.
You're gonna get a pretty cool ending, and Sin Cara will speak.
Yes.
That is your preview.
All right, fine.
For WWE's Friday Night SmackDown.
All right.
And that's how we transition into the next thing. So you give a pause. That way I could see what the hell I'm doing when I'm editing.
Okay.
See what happens there?
All right.
You pause, and then you go.
Oh.
Okay. That's gonna bring us to our next segment, which is gonna be we're gonna get some mail up in here. Let me get
mail. We have some emails this week.
We do.
Okay.
I'm gonna whip out my mail. Okay, that's not the correct inbox. I have so many inboxes. That's what she said. Your
Twitter application subs?
Oh, okay. Okay, this is from, it's an anonymous. I don't want to read the email address. I don't know the person's name. He says, he or she says, in the subject line, love the show.
Okay.
Okay. Recently discovered the show on iTunes and have really enjoyed the show. I largely agree with what you guys have said. Again, love the show and can't wait to hear more. So thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous. Yes.
I didn't hear a question though. What is
No, it's just sometimes we get, you know, nice
Yes. There was actually a Twitter question that was posted. If you want to go to that just for a quick second.
Do you remember?
All right. Yes. Yes.
Do you know
someone
who it was from?
Yes, it was from a girl named Lisa. She had posted, "What is your all-time favorite feud?" Yes. But your all-time...
Lisa.
So we can start there.
My favorite feud of all time is Bret Hart, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Just bar none.
Okay. Joe?
Favorite feud? Drew McIntyre. No, I'm kidding. Has Drew McIntyre even had a feud? I don't even know. Favorite feud, Shawn Michaels, Triple H.
Okay. John?
Favorite feud, Jerry the King Lawler and Michael McGillicuddy and David Otunga. No, I don't know. Favorite feud. There was one I really liked. Do you remember? It was the Nexus John Cena.
Nexus John Cena.
My favorite feud.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
That was good.
Too recent, but definitely.
Yeah. Nick?
My favorite feud is Rock and Stone Cold.
Okay.
Nothing can match that.
My favorite feud was about a couple years ago. I loved the Jeff Hardy versus CM Punk.
That's because you're an idiot. Okay, moving on. this one.
Well,
I love that feud too. Well.
If you can hear me. While we're discussing Twitter, can I bring up something really quickly?
Absolutely.
You know, we have our own radio show, Mike and I, and a bunch of us here, Cool Side of the Pillow, Thursday mornings, 10 to 12.
Shameless plug.
Yep, absolutely. And we did our show this morning, and Mike's in charge of our Twitter page, at BC Morning Show. Feel free to follow us. And we told Mike we wanted us to get a hashtag trending. And this is just to give all you listeners out there a little insight on who Mike is. We told Mike, hashtag Pud's Halloween costume. Get it trending. So I go and I look for it later in the day, and I didn't find it. Because Mike doesn't know what a hashtag is. He put a little swirly tilde and then put the words. I was like, that's not a hashtag. That is not a hashtag at all. We decided we're going to call that a hash brown. We mentioned that somebody called it a hash brown on the show this morning, and that's exactly what it was, because it got nowhere. A hashtag is the little number symbol.
Pound.
The pound. You were going to try that next? Yeah, okay, Mike. All right.
That was his next.
Mike's the intern, 3 seasons running, and he has no idea what he's doing.
All right. Franklin, our regular writer-inner.
Franklin.
He has a question. He wants to know, do you think Del Rio is going to be a transitional champion? First, I would like to see what our definition of transitional champion. I guess that would be just holding the belt until a main guy gets it. I don't think that really exists, because a transitional champion is what Rey Mysterio did. He had it for an hour and a half.
Swagger.
Jack Swagger, you know, yes. Del Rio, I think he because he's held it, you know, this long, I think he's a legitimate champion. I don't know how long. I don't think... If he loses it at the next pay-per-view, that would have made him a transitional champion.
I don't believe he's going to lose it at the next pay-per-view. I think he's going to hold on to it, and they're actually going to make him into like a really
top guy. Looks good with him. He looks like a good champion.
But he's not the type. I don't think they're going to waste the opportunity of going a month in. I mean, we've seen that before. We've seen. What was it, back in 2003 when Edge beat John Cena and then lose it the next month? You know, I don't think that's going to happen with Del Rio. I think he's going to hold it for a while for some reason to make it, I guess, not relevant, because there's other things that are making something better than the championship relevant, which sucks.
Yeah, I hope he loses it right away.
Well said.
Just for the record, I don't think he's a transsexual champion.
Oh, all right.
Bryce Bacon, another regular of ours.
Yes, Bryce.
That's our Australia, Mr. Bacon. Yes, that's our Australian.
Yes.
Wow, if you could only see his email address, it is classic. Mm. I don't even.
Why don't you share his email address?
No,
with
no, no, no.
Yeah,
no,
I
can't.
Give
me a social.
give me a social security number. It's just a series of numbers. I don't know why. Okay. Dear guys, love still listening to the podcast. It's going great. He has a fave 5. I'm going to start from the bottom of his list at 5. 5 is Christian.
Okay.
4 is A-Rai. 3 is Trent Barretta.
Whoa.
2 is CM Punk. And number 1 is John Morrison. And
I like this guy.
And we have a small little... I'm a fan of IGN.com's podcasts. I listen to all of them, and they do this thing every once in a while where they have a special segment called whoever it is blank, you are a liar.
Ha!
Okay, so we're gonna introduce that segment on our show. I'm borrowing that from Mr. Greg Miller, Damon Hatfield, and the crew at IGN. This is called Mike Capizzo, you are a liar. Okay, and Bryce Bacon says. And Jeff Hardy didn't return. It said he was returning next week. Capizzo, you are a liar.
All right.
And Bacon Bits puts you out on blast.
You have been put out on blast. I gotta tell you, I bet if you go back and listen back to every episode, there is at least one point where Capizzo is absolutely wrong in what he says. We sit here, we listen to it, and he says something, we're like, nope, that's wrong.
Wrong.
That's all right.
The world's strongest splash. Just saying.
World's strongest splash. Greatest name for any move ever. lastly, Mr. Bacon writes. Lastly, how are they gonna ever fire Drew McIntyre without giving him the world championship first? Doesn't make sense to his character, to be honest. And honest is spelled H-O-U-N-E-S-T. Sorry, Bryce. I'm just sick of him being around. Hate him. I also hate Brodus Clay. What a fat. Phallic part, but that's another story. Drew McIntyre, you got to go unless, E-N-L-E-S-S, WWE can actually think of something to do for you, ?
Mr. Bacon,
I'm sorry,
I had hope for you at the beginning after your top 5, but you just went downhill from here.
Okay. He's looking to redeem himself, though. He wants to know, what is happening with John Morrison's contract?
I'll
Hopefully it's ending soon.
I don't care about John Morrison. If I'm going to make an enemy with this guy Bacon, let me tell you something about John Morrison. All right? John Morrison is just a stunt devil. Okay? That's all he is.
He's a stunt devil.
He's a stunt devil.
He's a daredevil. He's a daredevil. He's a stunt devil and a daredevil, that son of a beast thing. That silly park aesthetics man.
Listen, I don't like John Morrison. He has no character. Okay, great for him. Okay, let
he's
him go.
An athlete.
Let
that's
him go find where Molina's working and go with Molina.
Yes.
I'm sick.
Jersey all pro wrestling.
You don't know how to talk on the mic. You have no mic skills. Okay, I'm sick of John Morrison. I'm sorry.
He did have a nice new pair of tights. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he has lots of tights.
Who cares? Jesus.
Now listen. Mr. Bacon puts me on blast now,
okay. And
he says, thanks, guys, for reading. I don't know what that means. Thanks for reading his message. Reach for the belts. And then in parentheses, such a expletive deleted motto. Now, listen here, Bryce Bacon. Okay. I'm going to ask everybody in this room right now. There's five of us here. When you started watching wrestling, did you or did you not have a dream of one day being in the WWE, F, whatever, holding a championship belt in the middle of a ring with 1,000 people, thousands of people screaming for you and millions around the world cheering for you? I think everybody that's ever watched wrestling ever has dreamt of being a champion, no?
Yes.
Yes.
Unanimous yes.
Yes.
Okay? That is why... Everybody,
who's that guy?
That is why the motto is keep reaching for the belts, because you may get there in your life. Capizzo, what's your goal in life?
Be a professor.
Be a professor. Keep reaching for the belts. Pud, what's your goal in life?
Be an actor.
Keep reaching for the belts. It'll never happen, but keep reaching for the belts.
Yes, you're probably right.
No, I'm just joshing. Crazy Joe, what do you want to be? What do you want in
your
life?
In all honesty? Working for the WWE, not, I know, wrestling-wise, that won't happen, but I would love to be a writer for the WWE. That's honestly my dream job.
Keep reaching for the belts.
I will.
Mike, John, Paul, Nick.
He's looking at all of us. He's looking around, naming
him
like a parrot.
It's okay. I was Stapete for about 14 years. My grandmother called me Stapete. I don't know. What do you want? What is your goal in life?
I actually want to become a doctor.
A doctor.
Doctor in the house.
And how far are you?
Almost there. I have to go to med school, but I'm getting my...
You have to go to med school. So you have 7 years to go. Keep reaching for the belts. You see how it works, Mr. Bacon? You have to keep reaching for the belts.
Keep reaching for the bacon.
Keep reaching for the bacon. You're going to get fat if you keep reaching for your bacon. All right. So we know Mr. Bacon's Fave 5. Does anybody have any amendments to their Fave 5 from last week?
No, I'm good with my Fave 5.
So let's get Pope John Paul. Let's get your Fave 5.
Yes. Nick, what is your Fave 5 right now in wrestling? Like, your favorite top 5. You can go
in the company.
In the company. If you want to even include TNA, go right ahead.
No, you can't include TNA.
Does it have to be in order or just Fave?
5-1.
Five would be Christian.
Christian!
4 would be A-Rai. I put A-Rai up there.
Is this like Mr. Bacon's list?
No, it's not Mr. Bacon's list. 3 would have to be...
Trent Barretta.
No, 3 would have to be...
Ryder?
Zack Ryder, yes. Zack Ryder. 2 would have to be
Punk.
Punk would be 1.
Ooh, I just spoiled his number 1.
Two,
I'm sorry.
2 would be Miz. Yes. Exactly. You're good. You're right. You're right there, Miz. Yeah.
Sweet nectar. So we won't allow you to pick TNA because we don't give any respect to that deplorable.
We don't. That's why we only give 6
mishmash. Speaking of Mike Capizzo.
Oh, no.
It's time.
It's time?
It's time.
Oh, goodness.
It's time. You don't have any notes.
No.
Do you have any idea what happened this week?
I actually did watch it. And
you watched? You were a viewer.
Did Jeff Hardy finally return?
No, not yet.
Anyway, Jeff Hardy did not return because he's in jail. Yeah. Ready? Mike Abizo, your 60 seconds starts now.
Okay, sorry people about Jeff Hardy not returning. He's returning this week. Let's get back to what happened on TNA. Nothing. That's right. Absolutely nothing happened on TNA this week. We had Mr. Anderson come back after a little beatdown that occurred at the end of the Sting versus Kurt Angle in a rematch. Okay, they face each other, and guess what? Sting lost, and then they had Immortal come out, and you know, they beat him up for a little bit, and here comes Mr. Anderson, who I guess is a face now. Oh wait, I thought he was a bad guy. No, he's a face now. Okay. Oh, we have the Bound for Glory final series going on right now. Why am I looking at this series and I'm saying to myself, how is Matt Morgan in it? Let's explain that. The guy was injured for so long and Matt Morgan is now in it. Oh, Crimson is on an undefeated streak. He has a broken leg. He's out of the main event. Ha ha.
10 seconds.
That's right. You stink. Finally, stink. Most important of all this entire thing, Jeff Hardy comes back. And Kurt Angle, well, you're not going to be champion because you have DUI charges. Booyah.
Booyah. That's 60 seconds. Okay. I have an extended... I have a couple of questions about TNA. These are legitimate questions I have about TNA.
Pay attention for a second.
One's a comment. The okay. One redeeming quality I think TNA has going for them is the Bound for Glory series.
Okay.
I think it's a really cool concept to have points and like all that stuff. It's
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah.
I don't care to follow it because the TNA championship it means just as much to me as
another guy. Yeah.
I don't even know.
I mean the four guys.
Women of Wrestling Championship.
It's Gunner, Matt Morgan, who you call it? Brother Ray. Or brother Bully Ray, and Robert Roode. Go ahead.
Are you sure that
it's supposed to be Robert Roode that's in it?
Right, Robert
yeah.
Roode's in it.
Go ahead.
Robert Roode is in it, but Matt Morgan, I thought he was injured.
He is, but he's still on. He's still in.
He's still in it.
I remember seeing the updated thing, but I watched 2 weeks ago, so I don't know if that changed from two weeks ago.
Yeah, he supposedly. Oh, okay.
I don't know if they replaced
him. I think he's just... No. Excuse me. My bad. He's fighting Samoa Joe. Okay. Matt Morgan's fighting Samoa Joe.
You lied, Mike.
All right. I lied again.
Mike Abizo, you are a liar.
No, he's not.
Okay.
All right. I lied again.
That was TNA. That was TNA in 60 seconds. You could always send your hate mail to
Big Splash. Let me admit something to you guys. It's okay. You can hate me. You can hate me, people.
We do.
It's okay. Thank you, John.
You're wearing a New York Knicks T-shirt.
Thank you. Listen,
I feel terrible.
I'm just going to tell you, people, the only reason why I forget the things I forget about TNA is because TNA is not relevant to me. Sorry.
But I watch it
because it's wrestling. That's why.
I have a quick update for anybody who's interested.
Yes.
I follow a bunch of wrestlers and stuff on Twitter.
Breaking news right here.
The WWE creative just said that apparently President Obama mentioned WWE this week.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yes. And WWE creative's answer to that is, see what happens when we put Curt Hawkins back on Raw.
Yes. Yes.
That and I follow the people who design a lot of the tweets, a lot of the tights of the wrestlers. They design Zack Ryder's and Curt Hawkins and Trent Beretta. And apparently, you can expect matching tights for Air Boom,
okay,
and new tights for Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex. Matching tights, awesome. Just saying.
Air Boom needs a new theme song badly. They need all they need to do is go contact the guy, the guy that does all those sports ones.
I just realized because you were bringing up
about the auto tune stuff.
John was bringing up about the creative team. You know, they do all like the tights and all that stuff. I just remembered, Zack Ryder's T-shirt has been pulled off a WWE shop. Oh, they brought it back? Oh, all right. So
why was it pulled to begin with?
Mistake.
Right. All right. So we're gonna transition to our next segment here.
Oh.
Okay, this is Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge. Okay, Mike Pizzo, it is your job to remember our cards. I gave you that assignment last time. I gave you a notebook that you could write it all down in. I gave you that with my heart and soul, and my hard earned $1.99. Okay, so Capizzo, up to now, what is your super card?
Okay, so far the super card. I started off with Miz and Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
Then I had the TLC match between the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, and not TLC, the ladder match.
Ladder match.
Between the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, and Beer Money and LOD.
Okay.
Then I went to, I said that I needed to do.
It was a triple threat, right?
It was a triple. No, that wasn't it.
Oh, that was the next
one. The next one was the, what was the next one? Hang on. Well, we started off with the cruiserweights. We wanted to do that.
No, this is your card.
Oh, my card.
Your card specifically.
Yes. What are we up to? Is this week 5?
This is week 5.
This is week 5. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the third one. Oh, wow. What was the third one? I remember the fourth one was a triple threat match.
Right.
And that was between. I know.
You don't think you should have written this down at some point?
Yeah. I got him a notebook and everything.
I know.
I got him a notebook and everything.
He did.
It was the same week as my Andre the Giant and Big Show, I think.
Yes. I had said it was. Goodness gracious! I forgot it already. This is awesome.
Well, let's go with my card then. We're gonna talk about
Wasn't
my card first.
Wasn't the gobbledygooker in that match?
Yeah, the gobbledygooker. Ha 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 ha. there was all right. Mine opened up with Daniel Bryan versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yes.
Then I had my tag match, which was a TLC match mm-hmm. between the Nasty Boys, the Dudley Boys, the Hardy Boys,
and LOD.
And Legion of Doom.
Yes.
Then I had
mine
was.
Yeah, yours was.
Okay, then I had Big Show and Andre in a body slam match.
Body slam match.
And then I had Brock Lesnar versus, and I still think this is an amazing match, Bruno Sammartino. How awesome is that match?
Yeah.
How awesome is that match?
That'd be a pretty
okay,
good
and match. Now I have another match to add, which is the same match that Franklin wants to add.
Okay.
And I had thought about this way before we even started this. My match, and I would hump anything that moves if this match ever happened. Well, you know, not now because both people are basically dying. Kurt Angle versus Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's your big match?
That is my middle of the card. Just steal the show, fellas.
Really?
That's my middle of the card, yeah.
That's your middle of the card?
That's my middle of the card.
All right, well,
That's match number 5
for me.
All right,
hold on. What's your take on this, John?
I would want to see that match happen with the current state that both of them are in now. The only thing is I would want to have Scott Hall, special guest referee.
Oh, man.
And then all three of them can slump around the ring and not know what they're doing and triple over each other. Just saying. Sorry, Bret Hart. I'm sorry.
Listen. All right. Kurt Angle wrestled with a broken freaking neck. Okay. He was also probably drunk.
My mid match.
Your match. You had your opener. You had the tag match.
Yep.
You had the triple threat match.
Yeah.
What was last week's match?
No, the last week's match was my triple threat Intercontinental Championship match.
What was the one before that?
It was the I really forgot what I had chosen. Oh my goodness. I had the triple threat match was supposed to be it was Randy Savage versus Chris Benoit.
Savage Ben
versus
White.
Ricky's Honky Tonk in a triple threat Intercontinental
title. And
title.
You got a collective slap for putting Honky Tonk
Man
and ruining that
match. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But I understand where you're going with it. You wanted the Intercontinental title thing being like the thing. What was your match? I don't understand.
I think I had, you know, because you were doing the big heavyweights, mm-hmm. and I said, well, let me do the heavyweights. So I had said, you had said the Giant versus Andre the Giant, right?
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah, that was yours. Well, I actually, you know what? I think I actually had agreed with it, but I had said that I would have done the body slam match.
Right.
So then
maybe that is what happened.
Yeah. So
we compromised. So you're a cheater and you stole my
match. I would actually want it to be called an icon match.
An icon match.
Okay, and I would want it to be Sting.
The Stinger.
Stinger, who was the icon of WCW.
Crow or
Crow.
Crow. Crow Warrior or Heath Ledger?
No, we're doing Crow.
Crow.
So the original, like the one that made him stood out.
The first one that people cared about.
And I'm gonna throw this one. I know people probably maybe want to say, you know, what about The Undertaker, who's an icon of WWE? I would say no. I want Sting versus what?
Who's the icon?
I am. I'm going to do Sting versus Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels.
Wow.
You're going to waste Shawn Michaels on crappy Sting?
No way.
I don't know.
I would put Shawn Michaels as special guest timekeeper in my match with Bret Hart, Kurt Angle, and Scott Hall.
I would put you in the ground.
He could walk around like a raptor with his back out and his chest.
John has left the building. He won't be participating.
He will no longer be participating.
Where's Grandmaster Sexy these days, John? Where's your favorite?
He's fat and drunk in the street somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, he probably has a full pension, full family. He's loving life. He's got a
and a full belly too.
Hey, listen, that's more than what we could say, okay? Because I'm starving. Yeah, I'm hungry as all hell. All
right. Well, that's.
By the way, Steve said dinner was on you because you came late.
Okay. Right. Dinner's on.
That's fine. That's okay.
Which surprises me that you were in Outback Steakhouse for, you know, 14 and a half hours. How could you not bring something home?
I never bring anything home. I always eat there. Why are we talking about Outback during a WrestleCast?
But they throw things out. You got to take something home.
All right. Listen. Oh, whatever. Listen. I know. Some people may be like, you're wasting Shawn Michaels all the way at, you know, like, why don't you use him in the end? But here's my theory. I want a match that it's, like, similar to almost, like, you know, like, having, like, you know, like the streak, the WrestleMania, the Undertaker streak. I want that to be, like, similar to that in the middle.
I think the match is intriguing. I'm not going to lie. I think it's an intriguing match. But I understand the point. Like, Shawn Michaels is, like, top men. But, you know, I like the match. I like the match.
All right.
All right? So, up yours, Crazy Joe. All right? Up yours. I'm going to, next week, I'm going to just give you a preview. My match is going to be best tag team partners that didn't make it, all in a battle royal. That's going to be my match. It's going to see, you know, Marty Jannetty.
Ooh.
Hawk.
I will see.
In singles competition. Who else can we put on that list? Fat Hardy.
Fat Hardy.
Who else can we put on that list? Domino. Vance Archer. Because Hawkins technically did make it.
Kalen Croft.
Kalen Croft. Yeah. Spike Dudley. Probably more D-Von than anybody.
Yeah, D-Von.
Christian, yeah, right?
Brother D-Von. Crash
Holly. God rest his soul. He did not bode well as far as vomiting in his own mouth.
Even Farouk.
He lost in a match against Vomit, Crash Holly. He got pinned.
We are going to hell. We are going straight to hell. Wow. If we didn't offend people with our genitalia licking comments earlier,
There's a pipe bomb being laid every time.
There's a pipe bomb. It's gonna be more than pipe bombs. As always, you could write to us at Big Splash Podcast at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Big Splash Cast. You could go to our website where we will post. It's basically a blog site, but we do reviews of the shows. Joe's going to take over.
I'll be posting my first blog on Superstars. Be gentle, people.
Be gentle, yes. If you want to be a writer for WWE, it's a good place to start. Pud is going to review or recap our NXT show, and I don't care if he says no, he's doing it.
I'm going to do it. It's going to be slow until the next season starts up, but I hear that soon,
yeah,
so that's good.
It's always soon.
It's always slow.
What I would like for you, and see maybe if you agree, we could announce it right now that it's going to be up on the site soon. Would you like to do like a year wrap-up, a season wrap-up, a column?
NXT?
Yeah, just a column.
When this season ends?
Yeah.
and then
would you rather do that?
Doing a weekly thing
yeah.
the next season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
You could do
this
that.
Season right now, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, there's no point, really.
Would you like me to do the same with Superstars?
Superstars is Superstars is the 4,167th most watched weekly episodic television program in history, okay? So... that's all we got for you, folks. I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Pizzo.
Keep reaching for the belts. Oh, wait. No. You know what? Rewind. We should do that over again. I'm Steve Fontana.
I'm Mike Pizzo.
I would like to thank Pud for being here.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Joe for being here.
Nick.
And Nick John Paul II.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Keep reaching for the belts.